Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام في وصيته لهشام بن الحكم: يا هشام، ما قسم بين العباد أفضل من العقل، نوم العاقل أفضل من سهر الجاهل، وما بعث الله نبيا إلا عاقلا حتى يكون عقله أفضل من جميع جهد المجتهدين، وما أدى العبد فريضة من فرائض الله حتى عقل عنه.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, in his advice to Hisham ibn al-Hakam, stated, O Hisham, nothing has been bestowed upon the servants better than the intellect. The sleep of a man of intellect is better than the night vigil of an ignorant man. Every single prophet that Allah has sent down has been a man of intellect, whose intellect supersedes the labor of all diligent workers. The servant is not considered as having fulfilled an obligatory act from among the acts made incumbent by Allah until he understands it.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, when we're talking about the beautiful conversations of the infallible Imams, we cannot overlook the beautiful conversations of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam. This divinely appointed Imam who
suffered at the hands of the tyrannical government of his time. But despite his sufferings and hardships that he had to go through, we still find that he was able to put forth and give a light of guidance to all those who are searching for it, even in the present time. So in one of these conversations that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam has with his companions, we find that His Eminence, Imam al-Kadhim, talks about generosity and the fact that we should have good manners. It's interesting, but we find that the infallible imams talked about similar things one way or the other. There are certain things, certain moral, ethical traits, which throughout have been spoken by them. One such trait and ethical, moral trait, is that of generosity. And so when talking about the idea of generosity and having good behaviors, good manners, good akhlaq, good ethics and morals, we find that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam in this conversation says to his companions, the generous and polite person is under the protection of Allah, and Allah does not leave that person until he himself makes that individual enter the garden of paradise. He then continues and says, Allah sends out none as a prophet except one who is generous. And my father, the divinely appointed Imam, recommended to me generosity and good manners. Dear brothers and sisters, it's interesting. We get so many different lessons and pieces of advice from this conversation. One of the most amazing things that we learn here is that the generous person and the polite person is under the protection of the Almighty Allah. And can there be a protection greater than that of the Almighty Allah? And so when we are generous and we are polite and we have good manners with our fellow brothers and sisters, then the protection of Allah is with us. And not only that, but Allah guides us and makes us enter the gardens of paradise. Because of what? Because of generosity and because of being polite. And finally, one of the qualities and characteristics of the messengers sent by Allah is that they were generous. If we inculcate generosity and politeness in our daily lives, can you imagine how beautiful this world would become? Can you imagine how perfect this world would become if only we follow these pieces of advice and this wisdom given to us by the infallible imams? This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Someone by the name of Al-Amiri. He would walk past the Imam in Medina. He would curse the grandson of Rasulullah and his father. To the extent that the companions next to Imam Musa ibn Ja'far would say, Ibn Rasulullah, let us deal with him. Imam says, leave him to me. I will deal with him my way. A few days later, he goes to his farm, to the farm of this man by the name of Amiri. He sits inside the farm. One narration says that he was on a donkey. The donkey steps on some of the crops. The man is even further angered. He looks at Imam Musa ibn Ja'far and says to him, how dare you spoil my crop? Imam says to him, how much did you spend in order for your farm to be in this present state? He said, 100 dinar. He said, how much do you expect to get yearly from the selling of the crops of this particular farm. He said 200 dinars. Imam alayhi salam, after joking with him, after making him at ease, the narration tells us, he picks up 300 dinars and says to him, here, this is for you. This man is mesmerized. All this time, this individual abusing and hurting the grandson of Rasulullah, yet Imam al-Kadhim responds back through generosity, through forbearance, through Kadhm al-Ghayth, not only Kadhm al-Ghayth. And at that moment, the man falls onto the feet of the Imam and says, Allahu ya'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalatah. Allah knows whom he would make his representative on this earth. He then goes back to his companions and he finds that this man Al-Amiri is with Imam Al-Kadhim walking and chatting and smiling. The companions are amazed. They are wondering what has happened. Imam alayhi salam says to them, did I not tell you that leave him to me? And then he would recite the following verse. لا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. Allah gives us a constitution for akhlaq.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.